we are slowly inching towards the state of affairs they were in 2008. Just about everything is going wrong. Businesses are closing. The mining sector is failing. Unemployment this year alone, more people lost their jobs than in any other year in the entire history of the country. Income levels are falling quite dramatically. Poverty is haunting a great number of families. It is now normal to actually find families, even in urban areas, who don't have a dollar in their pocket at any given time. The state of the economy would be such that it is not shocking if there was some plan that the government of the day has. The greater problem is that there isn't even an attempt to address the economic challenges.
Your take on these factional fights in ZANU-PF, are they surprising you at all?
No, that's the point that I'm making, that they have no interest actually in governing anymore. They have no interest in addressing any of the political, social, economic issues that face the country, whether it is in education, whether it is in health, it doesn't matter where it is. They are occupied and preoccupied 24/7 about politics, about themselves, and not politics to save, but politics basically to fall over each other in the name of who will succeed in Mugabe whenever he eventually goes. And that is the tragedy. They do politics for the sake of politics, politics for the sake of who will be at the feasting table when Mugabe goes.
But critics of the opposition are saying opposition leaders like yourself are also to blame because there is no unity amongst all the opposition parties. What is your take?
That is not the issue. It's a misguided, myopic and ignorant view of politics with the greatest respect. It's not the job of opposition parties to do unity. And nor is it the job of the opposition to govern the country and to fix the economy. It is those that people elected, it is those that claim they were elected in elections, who have the responsibility of fixing the country. All that we as opposition are required to do is basically to message ourselves to say, if in the next election you elect us, this is the program that we have, and we can do better on managing the economy, we can do better in education, we can do better in all sectors by implementing these programs. And then it is the responsibility of the people at election time to choose.
And turning also to your party, there were reports that you are considering changing the name MDC. Is it true?
We have always been engaged in rebranding the party. And clearly, the issue of the party name is an issue in the party. Clearly, there are those who think that we do not need to rebrand and change the name. There are those who think that we should, and I can tell you that the opinions are extremely varied.